Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. Happy March! In this episode, we're going to take a look at each life path number, the forecast for March 2024. Before we get into the reading, just know this is, of course, a general forecast. If you would like a personalized reading, focusing on your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look. Life path number 3. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 14-5 as well as sugar glider. So if you've never seen a sugar glider, they look like these little squirrels that jump from tree to tree, and they have these, when they put their arms out, it's like they have little bat wings, but they're connected to their body. Anyway, it's hard to describe, but you can look it up. They're really cute. It's interesting because with sugar glider coming through for you all, there's likely some kind of leap of faith that you're going to be asked to take. So if you ever watch a sugar glider, they take these huge leaps from tree to tree, way up in the canopy, you know, of the trees. And it's a little, you know, you've got bated breath waiting to see if they're going to make the jump, which they always tend to make the jump and land securely. So there's likely something that may come up for you this month where you're going to have to take a leap of faith. You're going to have to take a risk and call in your support system, your support units to help you to land securely. You don't have to do it alone. Oftentimes when we take a risk or take a leap of faith, we feel like we have to do it on our own, but you don't have to. There's support out there. So you just need to call in your support system to help you make that leap of faith, to help you to land securely. And so also I would say be adaptable. If you take a risk at this time and it doesn't turn out exactly as planned, you know, don't beat yourself up about it. You know, a lot of times we have to take the leap of faith, but also release the control about what it's going to look like when we land. And a lot of times we have to be adaptable. And once we land, then we scan the landscape and decide, okay, now what do we do? So I would say just be adaptable this month for sure, because you're also working, you know, in that 5 cycle. So there's likely going to be some shifts, some changes, some new like aha moments, some lightning bolt awareness, right? Like that, you know, comes in that you were not expecting. And that new awareness can create some kind of a shift that you're likely going to have to take some kind of action on. And it can feel abrupt. It can feel a little bit like it's something is being disrupted. And from that disruption, you'll have to make some kind of a call. You're going to have to make some kind of a decision. And it likely will require, because sugar glider is coming through, some kind of just trust, like leap of faith, trusting the universe, trusting yourself, trusting others, and going for it, whatever it may be. Because when we're in a 5 cycle, and a month is a fairly long cycle, a lot of change and transformation and shifts can come in during that cycle. And throughout those shifts, we can either fight it and lose, or we can pick up the oar, go with the flow, and see where that sort of rapid takes us. And then once we land, take a closer look at where we're at, and then decide what to do from there. Not beat ourselves up because, you know, change is happening, or, you know, things aren't going as planned, etc. So take the pressure off a little bit this month to recognize that you are in partnership with something greater than self that you are also a part of. And it's got your back, right? The universe has your back. It's not going to set you up for failure, but it can feel uncomfortable as we're moving through the shifts, right? And this could likely be a month that's full of shifts for you all. So you just got to move with it. You got to be adaptable, go with the flow, find the levity, you know, find your laughter, which 3s are typically pretty good at, being optimistic and, you know, idealistic. And so, you know, hold on to that and see where the shifts take you. And don't be afraid to, you know, like the sugar glider, take that leap of faith, but spread your wings because you're going to do great. And also call in that support system. What's interesting is because you're also working with 14-5 energy, you've got sort of these social and family obligations that might come up this month. And it can feel a little bit like tug of war, like there's some kind of like inner turmoil that because you, it may feel like you almost have to choose between family obligations, social obligations, even work commitments. So you could be feeling like you're being pulled in a million different directions. And really it's about setting those priorities, like figuring out what is the priority, what can wait, and what can be revisited. And how can you maybe tap into each area and give sufficient time and energy to those areas without sacrificing yourself or burning the candle at all ends? There could also be some sort of competition that may come in this month, and you'll have to figure out how to deal with that without creating conflict, right? Like without like sort of diving into it with this need to be right or this stubbornness. This month is really going to be about like loosening your grip, going with the flow, being adaptable, compromising, releasing any stubbornness. So wherever it is that you try to force or you try to be stubborn and stand your ground, you're likely going to find that it's very uncomfortable and can make it very, you know, an uncomfortable month. But where it is that you can say like, okay, this is out of my hands, this is out of my control, let me release this. I think you'll find that the month moves really smoothly, and where it takes you is exactly where you feel you need to be. And you'll see that once you get there, right? So try to go with the flow this month. Take a leap of faith and trust. I hope it's a great one. Take care. Bye for now.